Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
Mickey Raphael and Mickey, Bob Kessler told me that you actually took the time to give him a few lessons, so we more than welcome you to the show. We thank you so much for joining us today. How are you?
Well, thank you very much, Lisa. I'm great. And has Bob performed for the audience yet?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He performs on John Williams' show every Friday. And I told him in the hall the other day, are you ever gonna bust out the harmonica on this show? So come on, Mickey, give him a hard time.
Yeah, I will. That's great.
Okay. Duly noted. Hey, Mickey, how you doing?
Good. Good to see you guys.
Okay,
or
so
hear
Mickey,
you anyway.
Yeah. Well, we'll see you next week. It's nice to see that Willie is back in town. And, you know, he's 93. Does he ever talk about retiring, or is that simply not a part of his vocabulary?
Well, you know what? When people ask him that, he'll tell you, all I do is play music and play golf. Which one am I supposed to retire from?
I honestly just believe that if he dies on stage one day, he will have gone the way he chooses to go and happy, whether it's on the golf course or on the stage. You know, having seen Willie, and I worked in country music for so many years, I was at so many Farm Aids, the first one and many since then, but I used to think, oh my God, he drags his kids out, you know, Micah and Lucas, and back in the day, they really were, you know, sometimes tough to watch, but my gosh, they too have grown into such amazing artists. So you're really all part of a family, right?
Yeah, and I think that's even how it's what it's called. It's called Willie and Family. And throughout the years, you know, the band's been together for so long that it is a family. And then when the kids grow up, they become a part of it. I mean, Micah and Lucas are going to be with us in Chicago, so I'm looking forward to seeing them.
Yeah. Bob, what kind of questions do you have for Mickey?
Well, I know you've been splitting your time now with the great Chris Stapleton, who I think, as listeners, we obviously know the difference between Chris Stapleton and Willie Nelson, but I'd love to get a performer's eye view of how it's different to perform with those two.
Well, I mean, you know, like Willie's the granddad, the stoic, you know, he's the one that kind of set the bar. And as Chris has always told me, you know, that's his, you know, his role model. So I'm really fortunate to be able to play, you know, spend time with both of them. The other day I got on Willie's bus and Chris was sitting there with him talking. And I thought, oh, my God, there's my wife with my girlfriend.
It isn't Fenway Park on the calendar in a couple of days?
Yeah, I go up there tomorrow.
Is that a first for you?
I think we played there with Willie, but it's definitely a first for Chris.
And is it as cool as it sounds, or are all the stadiums kind of the same after a while, or what's that like?
No, it's iconic. It's like playing Wrigley Field, which we all love, and we've been fortunate enough to do.
So let me reintroduce Mickey again, harmonica player for Willie Nelson. You've been with him since 1973. So, Mickey, you were around as the Austin outlaw country music scene kind of exploded. Did you or Willie or Waylon, any of the guys understand at the time how you were changing country music? Was that the intent?
No, I think, well, what the intent was to do exactly what Willie wanted to do. He wanted to play. He wanted to record with his own band that wasn't really allowed, you know, when you're making records in Nashville. So that, I think that's why they called them outlaws. You know, I mean, it's not like Chris said, it's not like we were out robbing banks, but they kind of did what they wanted to do. They recorded with the bands and I'd say marched to the beat of their own drummer, which we definitely did.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
Yeah, I mean, it was just kind of bucking the system. It was ridiculous. Some of the unspoken rules that Nashville followed then and still does today. So what was Willie like in 1973 that's exactly the same today? I mean, we all see Willie. We all think he hasn't changed. And what is the one thing that you have seen absolutely not change during the past 50 years?
Well, I don't think he's changed at all. In fact, he still looks, he looks today to me like he looked when I first met him, which he was 39 at the time. You know, so it's, and maybe the change is gradual if you've been, you know, with him as long as I have. But he's just the same guy, you know, always has been.
And Mickey, if you were, you know Willie's timing better than anyone alive. If you had another harmonica player, like, let's say like Bob Kessler, who had to sit in tomorrow night or sit in at Fenway, would you tell them? What would you tell them?
I'd cross myself and say good luck.
Charlie McCoy is, you know, Nashville harmonica legend. I think there was a gig. I heard him in an interview talking about filling in for you and saying, really, it's you're the only guy who can do it, if I'm remembering the interview correctly with Charlie.
Yeah, and it's the thing is that Willie's timing is of his own. So you really have to know him and his style of playing. And it's really, God, it's so unique to him. So I know that, you know, wherever he moves his hands, if he's going to play a solo or play a fill or something like that, and you've just got to, you've got to really listen to him and watch him the whole time you're playing with him.
Mickey, someday when everyone looks back at Willie Nelson and his extraordinary life, what do you hope that they understand about Willie that they couldn't learn just by going to his concerts or listening to his records?
Well, I think that he was, you know, just very generous, and he's the same guy off stage as he is on stage, and he's just the real deal. And when, if you're in the audience and at a show, he makes you feel like he's singing directly to you, and he really is.
Yeah. Yeah, what an extraordinary man. I've told the audience in the past, the day Willie leaves us, I will be heartbroken, and I probably won't be able to do a radio show that day. I've admired him for so long, and I think not only has he made a difference in music, but he's provided cultural changes within our society, and certainly he's done more for farmers than anyone else I know. So give that man a big hug for us, and hopefully we'll see you out at Northerly Island in a week and a half.
Great. Yeah, I look forward to it. Oh, and by the way, Willie's going to outlive us all.
As he should. Thanks so much, Mickey.
Okay, thank you very much.
That's Mickey Ruffio.
Yeah.